Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Any updates?
I'm the triumph and failure. So yeah, I do have a little bit of an update. I thought you were on the email chain, but perhaps you weren't on the one that I actually sent, which sorry if you weren't, I thought you were.
No problem.
Okay, so this is where we are at, and we are still in kind of a final, truly, it's looking more and more like he is not going to come home. But there's maybe like the last Hail Marys of possibility. We're trying to see if there's any way to make this happen in the last 2 week period. His county assistance is going to start paying the nursing home in full again come March 1st. So I'm making that as the deadline for us to get him home physically in the house, so that switch doesn't take place and everything just doesn't get extra chaotic. That said, he only issued 39 hours.
So
That
he was
would mean
approved only for
he
39
was approved,
hours a week.
yes, but 39 hours a week and 14 meals, which is fine. But you know, the biggest problem there is that really is leaving. Number one, like I said, I legally live next door. Whether I'm willing to stay in the house with him or not is a neighborly sacrifice. He would be alone for 18 and a half hours a day. And right now he will not, he moans and whines and acts like he can't do it to just stand up at his bedside. He is a total care patient. So I did put in an appeal immediately. They said as far as a dis like regardless of the appeal or its outcome, his 39 hours are still approved and he can start using them whenever he wants to. So essentially, I'm just looking at his other income and trying to decide if there is any feasibility, even if bringing him home for a few weeks to a few months. You know what I mean? But as it stands, really, truly, it's not feasible. That's
Right.
not even 8 hours of care a day
But
for
you
somebody
did
who hits
submit
his
an
call
appeal.
bell every couple hours. I did put in an appeal. I said this number of hours would not create an environment that is safe or healthy for this patient. He is a total care and he only has the help of neighbors, that it is in his best interest to move home because he is increasingly extremely stressed and upset. He is crying to go home every day and the neighborly help can only goes so far while he is in a long-term care facility, but there would be more help available to him in the neighborhood at home.
Right.
I don't think it's the strongest appeal. It would be great if they could say, oh, he fell and broke his neck and now he's a quadriplegic. Like, you know what I mean? He is not. I think that most of his problem is, I was sitting with his rehab. You know, the problem really mainly is mentality, that he has gotten so depressed and miserable that he just doesn't want to do anything. Why should I, you know, it started with, why should I go out and ask for my Tylenol? I'm going to sit here and angry ring the call bell and wait for them and scream and say it's their job. Now I'm literally and have no muscle strength and everything hurts. So I told them, in the meantime, you should continue to advise Bob, as I did, that he's been approved for 39 hours a week, and now it is his fate is in his hands, and that he must choose to get up and shuffle around and go out to the nurse's station and ask for whatever he needs and such, and get back to a person who can sit without ringing his bell now for 6 to 8 hours minimum, and strength and his mentality, because if he does not, he doesn't be in permanent care or in need for the entirety of the day.
I understand.
Yep. So I encourage the staff to take this seriously. Like, he got approved. There's no limit on when he can start using them, according to Stone First. When he wants to charge, if he is ready, he has.
So let me see. If we got the alt, or maybe a different different measure. Let me search that.
Yep.
HHA.
And if it does get cut off on, you know, March 1st or whatever, if it was wrong, it really doesn't make a difference, because at the end of the day, unless he can reestablish himself, you know, to be able to be home with only that amount of help, then, you know, this is just, unfortunately, the end of the road for it. And it's heartbreaking, because had this, when it was supposed to, this would have been massive. People were telling us that he was only going to get approved for me day, like acting like I was crazy to think that he could get care at home. And really, he has gotten a nurse almost full time. And if he had just been home, you know, in September or October, this would have been absolutely perfect for him. And he would be in, and even if now this decline, which we'll never know, you know what I mean? He would have had those months at home and been to the nursing home, because he would know he needed it, and he would have had that slow decline. But unfortunately, it's just not the way it went for him. You know, we did our best.
Right.
We made it happen a month.
Okay. Look, I can't see the authorization in right now, but if you say she's approved,
so he is.
The question 100%. Is like this:
the 14th.
As of the 14th. Okay, so probably the transition went to a different agency, which...
I haven't given any agency. You said that saying the agency anyway. But there is no agency at this point. So.
Yeah, okay.
It
so,
hasn't been contracted to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, so
and
the
frankly,
question
I
is
haven't
how
even
you,
confirmed, confirmed to anybody, because I was hoping to be able to match that $800. I'm not doing it for myself. Because that is, you know, out of work also.
Mm-hmm. To say at this point, you don't feel that, like, it, let's say it stays by 89 hours a week, it doesn't pay for you. That's why you're bringing it out.
Exactly. We were looking at me taking on a total care pay. You never gave me an exact rate. So now if you know for sure it's 39 hours a week, what exactly would you pay me?
I gotta ask my supervisor that. Let me just message him.
Okay, can you tell that? And if they would meet the $800 sign on, because I have an offer of, I believe it's $14 and $800 sign on. Okay, I think it's called
compassion. Okay, let me ask him on that, and I'll get back to you in regards to that. And I guess once we know that, we'll see if you want
to change. It's very important for me to know in my decision-making right now. I'm literally sitting here with my mother, and we're looking at numbers. And I'm about to go and find out you know, what he has in his bank account and stuff. Like, we're really trying to see if we can financially make this make sense for him, even just for one last visit home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For a few weeks. So whatever it may be.
Okay, so
and again, once we get him home, you know, as I'm sitting here talking to her, what we were just saying is we're all making a lot of theoretical, you know, concerns, and what home ultimately would be the most beneficial and indicative thing of figuring out what would be possible and what would be appropriate here. You know what I'm saying? We can't really know until he gets here. So if you could get me accurate figure of what we take home pay weekly and what would be the sign-on bonus and stuff, that would be exceedingly helpful. Because, I mean, I'm sure you've been so reasonable, and so he's such a great guy through all of this. I mean, I'm sure you can understand, as much as I want to do this for him, no reasonable person can take on the full and total care of another human for $100 a week. It's just...
Yeah, so look, to be honest, I'm doing it for our company. I mean, I'm just trying to see, and, you know, but
exactly.
If it makes sense, like, everyone should be happy over here, so
Exactly. I mean, I would never have
them.
a break. I wouldn't be able to leave. I'd be constantly having to attend to them, and, you know, it's just not financially sensible, because he's going to need food, and he's going to need diapers, and he only gets Social Security. There's not a whole lot in the well. And I need to make sure that we're going to be able to have, he has what he needs comfortably. And I get a stipend that's reasonable that I'm staying home working with him, because I'm going to lose my unemployment while I'm off from my other job. So, you know, it's just a lot of things to consider.
Right.
But, yeah, hey, if that appeal goes through and we get more like 85 to 100 hours, you know, somewhere in that range, very different scenario, because then I could have a second nurse coming in, and that would make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Let me ask my supervisor, and I'll get back to you.
Thank
they
you
say
so much.
89 hours a week. And
yep.
This county, what county is this?
Montgomery County.
Montgomery. Okay, so I'll get back to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
No problem.